Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Message of life right here on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're also on DSTV 882. Do visit our website, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Right now, time to connect with my first guest, Refilwe Kekana. She'll be sharing about the Women's Morning Devotion Group she has started since the beginning of the hard lockdown last year, and it's still running to date. And, you know, just how it is impacting the lives of the women on the group and how they get to encourage each other daily. And I think this is such a good thing to do, Refilwe. Welcome to Spectrum. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. And hope you're having yourself a beautiful afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, Mpo. Thank you so much. I'm excellent. I feel quite blessed that you've invited me to speak to your listeners. It's been quite a beautiful day. Thank you.
You are blessed, my girl. You are blessed.
Thank you.
Refilwe, quickly, just briefly tell us about yourself, like Kimang Refilwe, where you come from, you know, just a bit of an intro.
Refilwe is, I'm from Pretoria West in Atijo, single mother to two boys, aged 19 and 7. So I've been basically in Pretoria all my life. I'm a full-time employee in one of the insurance companies, so I work full-time. I study part-time. I love the Lord. You know, I've always loved him, but I think lockdown really made me see how much I love him.
Mm.
And yeah, Refilwe is easygoing, very funny. I think God, you know, I see God's sense of humor more than anything. When I go through his word, I often read it with that humorous side of things. So yeah.
Awesome. You know, when you said the hard lockdown made you love the Lord more, I can relate, because what you have started, such a beautiful thing. You know, take me through the Women's Morning Devotion Group, how it came about, how it started. I mean, the hard lockdown, a lot of people got depressed, a lot of people just couldn't do anything. And here is a young girl, not a young girl, let me not call you a young
no,
girl.
No, I'll take that for any time. I'm the young girl.
A young woman from Pretoria who said, yeah, I know we are on a hard lockdown, but can we gather as women and encourage one another? How did this group start, and how did you get started?
Look, I was inspired by another lady, I would say a spiritual mentor personally. So I belong to another WhatsApp group called PL. It stands for Prayer is a Lifestyle by the now Reverend Babsi Shilwani. So when a friend of mine introduced me to her group, she would share daily devotional messages on her group, which I would then share with my friends outside of the group.
Okay.
And in February last year, I started sharing these messages with multiple friends. And then this one day, I would forget Mpo, for example, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll get a message, what about me?
Sure.
And I would then created this group with a number of friends. And I made them all group admins. I just said, you know what, everyone is a group admin. If you want someone to share in the word, add them. And it was just an exchange of daily devotional messages throughout the day. And from there, I started when March hit, because it was in Feb, and March hit, and the president said, you guys are not going anywhere. I had the opportunity to start then enjoying a show called Better Together.
Hmm.
Where it's a group of ladies sitting around the table speaking about the Lord, enjoying coffee. I phoned a friend and I said, let's do the show together. You from your house, I'll do it from my house. And after the show, we'll share the word that was shared. And, you know, when March ended, April ended, then, you know, we were like, it doesn't look like we're going to be in traffic anytime soon. And an idea came from one of the ladies at work sharing that they have a morning online devotion with family and friends. And I said, but God, this sounds like a great idea. But then, you know, the doubt will creep in, and you know, the devil would like to show you your flaws, and you'll be like, what are you going to tell them? You know, you can create the online platform, but what are you going to tell them? What do you know? And you know, as I questioned that, what will I tell them? I came across, that's something, God for me is somebody who's got a very good sense of humor. Because every time I would ask myself a question, somehow something would pop right in front of me. I remember, you know, the one time I was like, but why me? And I was watching a TV show, and it was a police woman, and she said, she spoke about Isaiah, and she's like, then I, when you look up the verse, you'll find it in Isaiah 6:8. And then who will I send, you know?
Sure.
And the answer was, send me. And I'm like, ha, you're funny. I'm watching TV. You know, you really cannot talk to me while I'm watching TV. And numerous other instances where I lacked the courage to even suggest it to the ladies, to say, ladies, I know we're sharing messages every day, but I feel the strong urging that, you know, there's more we can share. There's more we can do. And at first, I then braved it up. I said, you know what? He said to me, you know, when I read Joshua 1:6, he said, be courageous, you know. And I'm like, there you go again. You know, it was a series of messages. Mm-hmm. I can mention quite a number of scriptures. Jeremiah would being my favorite, where, you know, he reminded me of how I was formed and what is in me, you know, and which is him in mm-hmm. me. And I was like, mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, when you lack confidence, because I lacked confidence in him in delivering his word. And he kept on saying, scatter my word, you know, scatter my word. And I was like, how do I scatter your word? I bought a few friends' Bibles, and then it's like, no, I said, scatter my word. And we did the online thing. And when we started, it was on WhatsApp. So it's a group of ladies from diverse backgrounds, diverse, different ages, you know, different marital statuses. We face different challenges. Some have kids, some don't. You know, we work in various industries. And we meet every morning, and we share in God's word. You know, it's not about denomination. It's not about anything. It's about a common yearning to be in God's presence every morning. So we use up that time when we used to be stuck in traffic between 6:15 and 7:00 every morning, weekdays, where we pick topics, different topics. So if you're struggling with a particular topic or instance in your life, you can ask the ladies, can we elaborate on this topic? So we all go and we dwell on God's word. What does God's word say about it? The beauty of it is, you know, the different interpretations you get from different people's perspectives, especially coming from where they are or where they find themselves in their lives. Mm. And we get to share this information on a daily basis. We get to laugh. We get to cry. Mm. We get to be vulnerable, you know, without fearing judgment and fearing, you know,
sure,
that someone will say, will think differently about you afterwards. And most importantly, we get to form godly friendships, you know, where you know that you've got sisters in Christ who, if you said this morning, I'm not okay, you know, no matter how close we are, even if I've never spoken to you, I can always text you or call you and say, this morning you said you're not okay. How are you doing now?
Sure.
So, yeah, that's the summary of what
of
it
how
is
the group
that, that we do. Yes.
And now, Refila, tell me, how many are you currently in the group, and are you open to inviting more women to join? Like, how do you get to invite women? Like, do you randomly invite women or a friend recommends someone? How do you do it?
So, on the group, everyone is group admin at the moment.
Okay.
We are only a group of 34 ladies.
All right.
So the aim of it was to allow women to because you see your friends, you speak to other women, you hear what they are going through. When the prompting, when God's prompting comes to you and says, you know what, tell her about the daily devotion, tell her about the morning devotion, and you get the prompting, you can automatically add the person. I didn't want to be a barrier where you must come through me, you know, to have someone on the platform or something like that. So all the ladies that are on the group are, for example, my friends. I've got my childhood friends there that I'm blessed to have had in my life for now or more than 20 years, you know, others longer, and I've got ladies I don't know that I recently met through the group. I've got the ladies that they started off on their own, and now their siblings are part of the group, you know, where we see family,
reunion.
Like the unity or reunion type of thing.
Sure.
So it's a friend who invited a friend who then invited another friend, and then the other one invited a colleague. So at the moment, I can say God's children came together to just share the word. Yeah.
Sure. This is beautiful. So let's say someone is listening probably this afternoon and they're really inspired by what we have done. What message of encouragement can you give, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, whether it's a young girl or a young boy at church or, you know, somewhere out there, and they also just want to start something like this and gather people online, pray together, share a word? What sort of encouragement or tips would you give them?
You know, the first thing is take action.
Start.
and coming from me, just start. You know, because for me personally, you know, you sometimes seek validation from those around you. You know, I was one to, I love being in control. And every time, you know, God said something to me, I'd be like, oh, you know, wait a bit. I'll get to that. But you know, through the teachings of various people that I look up to, even friends who would say, stop overthinking things. Just take that step. Just do it. You know, if God has put that thought in your mind or that in your heart to say, start something, take that action and trust and believe that He will take you through it. You know, we've had numerous challenges. I mean, when the levels were lifted, I mean, women had to go back to work. We had to find ways around how do we manage it with people going to work. I can tell you now, we've got ladies listening while in a taxi. We've got ladies listening while driving to work. I can assure you they use headsets. So the public mustn't worry about them with their devices on hand. So, you know, we're so accommodative of everyone's daily routine, you know, where I think the alternation, so we alternate on a daily basis. That way, you know, as a lady, if your Thursdays are less hectic, you know, you're easy to say, look, can I share on a Thursday rather than a Wednesday? So, God has been good in the sense that, you know, we were able to find ways around our daily challenges. So for someone who really wants to start this, I think, you know, when God prompts you to do something, take the step and do it. You know, don't think about the limitations. I mean, when we started, I was thinking about the limitations. God, how are we going to do this? We have a member in Namibia. You know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get all these ladies on the same platform? I started off with two groups. There was a morning devotion and there was an evening devotion.
Sure.
To accommodate the ladies' flexibility, those that had shifts. And later on, you know, I remembered when the evening devotion wasn't picking up. And when I say picking up, I mean, sometimes it would just be me and one lady. And I was reminded of what Reverend Babsi always would say to us, you know, when she had events and she had planned prayer meetings and two or three of us would show up, she would say, where two or more are gathered, there I am, you know, continue. And we continued, and after a while, when the other ladies then couldn't do it anymore, then we then moved all of us to the morning one.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And look, there's going to be circumstances. Network is not always agreeing with us. There's some mornings where you want to hear someone, but you cannot hear them. But, you know, that reminded us that it's important to remember that, you know what, pray over the network as well. And you know, every time we there's a sound coming up and we're like, you see, you forgot to pray about the network. So, you know, it's things like those that really keep us encouraged to say, look, don't think about the hurdles. Don't think about what is. You know, just step in. Just step up. I didn't know what I was going to say to these ladies. Some of the things I've shared, I can tell you right now, I don't know where they came from.
Sure.
But as I dwell in the word, I know it could have only been the Holy Spirit prompting and guiding me to say them. Some of them I would analyze and be like, Mother God, I didn't know that. Where did that come from? How did I? And a lot of ladies, I've seen some of my childhood friends grow so much, you know, from one lady who said, I can't speak in public, I can't pray in public, and right now she's the one running the administrative daily administrative tasks within the group, and who's sharing when, you know, and now she's sharing openly and encouraging others to join as well. So if you know people in need of God's word and you're able to help restore the hope in God again, especially during this challenging time, I would say step out there and do it. If you want to join this group, step up and do it. We will find a way to find capacity to accommodate all the ladies that are hungry for God's word. You know, right now, I don't know how I will accommodate them if ever they say, look, I'm here, I want to join. But I believe and trust that whatever God presents in front of us, He has a bigger plan. So I cannot limit anyone to accessing God's word and say this is it's not a closed group, it's not a church group, it is women after God's heart, and that's it.
Amen. Sure. So what I take from this also, Refilwe, is that look, there are no limitations. Sometimes we wait for, I don't know, opportunities to start something. Just start where you are right now. You know, let's not wait for big moments and big things. And you know, we are trying to be too spiritual that I need to be prophesied first. And when God speaks, just do it.
Yes. We look for the signs, but sometimes the sign is there. You know, the sign has always been in front of you. You know, in small bits, and you know, like when I say I went through a massive spiritual change last year. You know, there were moments where I would question His word, and I would also tell God, don't tell anyone to tell me anything. I want you to speak to me, you know.
Beautiful.
Speak to me directly. Don't send messengers, you know. And you know, along the way, He would be saying, but I've been talking. You know, I have been saying this.
Sure.
So yeah, so when you're in doubt as well, you spend time in prayer, you spend time in His Word. Mm-hmm. The only way to know what to say to those ladies is when you spend time in God, or the gentlemen for that matter, you know. And another thing, why I specifically spoke to ladies, you know, I believe my purpose has always been to restore hope to women, you know.
Okay.
I share my life stories in a way that, you know, I make you feel like, you know what, it's okay to make mistakes. I share my mistakes very openly.
Mm.
But one thing I respect about women is we are the naturals, you know. We are the ones that, you know, in any home, the mother is often the one that speaks the most. You know, our voices are heard the most. And, and when God prompted and said, do this, and I was like, you know what, Lord, let me speak to the women. You know, they are the ones that would speak. They are the ones that they would restore the peace in their home, you know. And the morning thing as well, when I remembered, I mean, my mom, when she used to work, she would always get to work early and start reading her Bible before she started working, you know. I tried it. It was hectic. You know, you get to work and you start trying to read your Bible. And people say, hi, and then you already started talking about what's happening yesterday. But this platform has really helped us to pause in terms of every day, make time for God's word, you know, in the hecticness of the morning and everything, just pause. And I think if people are able to do that, they need to do that. We've got, you know, resources at the moment where we are able to have such access to God. I believe that lockdown had its benefits.
Sure, it did.
You know, and spiritually, the benefit for me and the ladies has been that we have found ourselves, you know, so spiritually enriched. You know, we see things in the Bible and we're like, but did you guys see this? You know, so it's a group where there is no leader per se, where everybody can share what comes through to them, what God is saying to them. You know, when I'm in pain, I don't have to be afraid. It's such a difficult time. People are losing family members. We're dealing with a whole lot of things, but generally it's a free space where, you know, you can say your piece and not be afraid to say, but I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe what you're saying. You know, show me where it is in the Bible. And we, if we don't know, we say, yeah, we don't know. Let's go read and come back, you know.
Yeah.
And God has been revealing so much to us.
Sure. Rafila, right now I'd like to give you an opportunity to pray for us this afternoon, leaders in prayer. Whatever that God lays in your heart, you know, just under 2 minutes, just say a small prayer for us.
Okay, Heavenly Father, first things first, Lord, let me thank you for this opportunity to be able to join Mpo on his show. Lord, thank you for the courage you imparted today for me to be able to share in the word what is happening. Lord, I pray for everyone at this moment in need of your word, in need of inspiration from you, Jehovah. May their confidence be in you, Lord. May you be the one to impart the confidence for them to take the first step. Lord, it may not be easy, it may be challenging, but Jehovah, if they put their trust and faith in you, everything is possible. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the resources you always give us. We always are complaining about connectivity, about no data, about no airtime, Jehovah, but somehow you've always made it a point that we have these resources. For those, Lord, in need of a miracle right now, Jehovah, I ask you to be the one to be sensitive to listening to what it is that they're asking for, Jehovah. The hope in you, Lord, is better than the hope in this world. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, and I pray that you be with the doctors that are fighting the coronavirus at the moment. You be with the employees and employers, Lord, fighting to restore jobs for those that are on the verge of losing their job. But I most importantly thank you for life, Jehovah. Thank you for the joy you impart. Thank you for the knowledge you share. And thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit to always guard and protect and help us in our daily challenges. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who we believe in and we thank for the spilling of his blood every day of our life. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Madam Rufilo Kekana. If the listeners would like to keep in touch with you, how do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? How do we get you?
I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I don't even know my own handle. I'm Resta01, I think.
Resta01,
and I'm private, so they can check me there. But I'm also on. Can I give out my number?
You are welcome to do so. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I am on 082
082 516 516 3859. So Rufila is not a social media person, guys. If you need to keep in touch with her, you're welcome to call her or WhatsApp her 082516-3859. Her name is Rufila Kekana.
Some if they want to connect on Facebook, I'm Rufila Fair Hope Kekana on Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook is Rufila.
So now and then I do check. Fair Hope?
Rufila Fair Hope Kekana.
Yes.
Okay. About your contact details, WhatsApp 082-516-3859.
Yes, Mpo,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, madam. It was indeed
thank
a pleasure.
You, thank you.
Once we get to alert level one, you must come into the studio and minister to us one on one.
Most definitely. I would love that.
All right.
I'll bring my crew, Mpo. You must make space there. There won't be no space for
somebody. Bring your crew, all of them.
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you. Thanks. Bye.
That was Rufila Kekana, my family. What a beautiful testimony behind, you know, what she has started with the Women's Morning Devotion Group. They do this every morning, 6:15 to 7:00. Share a word together in the morning. Different women from different spaces of life, different places. It's really encouraging. It's things that we need to do, you know. It's amazing how God works. Even with the hard lockdown, a lot of people, it was like a lot of people started giving birth. And Rufila Kekana has indeed given birth to her ministry. Keep in touch with her. If you need, you know, anything, ministry purposes, her contact details is 082-516-3859. You're welcome to WhatsApp her or call her 082-516-3859. She says on Facebook she is Rufila Fair Hope Kekana.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.